Santa's Sunny Christmas. Rudolph put his head on one side and scowled.
We never needed one before,
he said doubtfully.
We have to move with the times,
said Santa as he tightened the last screw. His new parceling machine was finished.
You see, the wrapping paper goes in here, the ribbon goes in here, and the present goes in this hopper and comes out at the back all wrapped and ready.
said Rudolph.
Very clever, I'm sure. I'll go and polish the sleigh.
On Christmas Eve, Santa was delighted that he'd installed the parceling machine. All the presents were wrapped. There was no last-minute rush. The sleigh was loaded, the reindeer were raring to go. Santa pulled on his boots and stood on the sideboard to check his suit in the mirror. From the sideboard, he could see down into the hopper of the parceling machine.
That's funny.
Something was glittering in the bottom of the hopper.
What's that?
He looked down to try and see what it was. Santa toppled off the sideboard and into the hopper. The machine shook, whirred, and swallowed him, wrapped, ribboned, and parceled him. Out came a neat square packet at the other end.
Santa! Time to go!
Rudolph put his head round the door.
Oh, now where's he gone?
The reindeer searched the house, the stables and the garden. They looked on the roof and under the sleigh. They looked behind the northern lights and under the polar ice cap. But there was no sign of Santa. Rudolph took charge.
This is an emergency, boys. It's already 10 o'clock and the whole world is waiting for Christmas. We'll have to make the deliveries ourselves.
And that is what they did. They loaded the last parcels aboard, including the one they found in the parceling machine, and set off across the snowy sky. That year, the noise was terrible in the chimneys. Stamping and grunting was heard on roofs. Sooty hoofprints were found on fireside mats. But anyone who was woken by the noise kept their eyes shut and pretended to be asleep for fear they got no presents. Rudolph delivered each parcel to the address on the label. Sooty and sneezing, tired and tetchy, he was left with just one parcel on the sleigh. It had no label on it.
Just have to take potluck,
he said, and hurled it off the sleigh. The parcel spun dizzily down through the sky, missed the chimneys of Sydney, Australia, and landed splash in the rollers off Bondi Beach. It rolled and tumbled in the surf. A family of surfers came down to the beach to work up an appetite for Christmas breakfast. They spotted the box tumbling in the waves.
Look, a free picnic. Cold turkey and cranberry sauce, ice beer and Christmas cake.
They paddled out to the parcel on their surfboards. But when they opened it, Santa poked his head out.
No, at last. No,
he spluttered.
Oh, it's hot. What a relief. Thank you.
Crikey, it's only a boring old Santa. No turkey, no beer, no cake.
And with angry hands, they pushed Santa back into the box and tied the ribbons in a knot. The children were sad to see him disappear.
He probably wants to go back to the North Pole, cried one. Yeah, let's take him round to the post office.
So they bundled him off to the post office and dumped him on the steps. The postmen were exhausted after Christmas. They sat about on sacks of letters, yawning and rubbing their feet. But they were really rather sad that Christmas was over.
Ah, look at this. Another parcel with no address on it,
said the Postmaster General when he found the package on the steps of the post office.
And late, too. Oh, well, open it up, Bruce, and let's see if anyone wrote a name on the present inside.
So they opened it up, and out popped Santa, saying,
Help, it's me. Look, please don't put me back inside again.
The Postmaster General was so astonished that he fell into a sack of letters and was almost posted to Wallaroo. In the corner of the post office were all the things that had fallen out of other parcels in the post. A jumped-on jelly, a crumbled cake, a squashed sack of sausage rolls. They didn't look very nice, but they would still taste delicious.
If we've got a Santa in the post office,
cried the Postmaster General,
we must have a Christmas party. Well, a day after Christmas party anyway. Down to the beach.
And off they all went, taking their picnic in a mailbag. It just so happened that the glitter Santa had seen in the bottom of the parceling machine was a kazoo. And the Postmaster General was an amateur championship player of the kazoo. So he played, and the postman danced on the sand, and so did Santa. And all in all, everybody thought it was the best day after Christmas party they'd ever had.
This is all very well,
Santa thought.
But what kind of a Christmas is it when Santa and his reindeer aren't together?
What's the matter, mate?
Inquired the Postmaster General politely.
Well, I'm having a wonderful time,
said Santa.
But I must admit, I do rather miss Rudolph and the other reindeer.
Then send a telegram,
cried the Postmaster General. Back at the North Pole, the reindeer were still searching frantically for Santa.
If we don't find him soon,
said Rudolph,
I won't be able to stand the strain. Look at my fur. It's going grey with worry already.
Suddenly, the doorbell rang.
Telegram for you, Rudolph, said a small reindeer with a peaked cap.
Don't go, postman,
said Rudolph grandly.
Gather round all you other reindeer. We have been sent a telegram.
Opening the envelope, Rudolph read aloud.
On Bondi Beach, please come. Bring bathing costume. Love, Santa!
Pausing only to find Santa's red and white bathing suit, the reindeer set course for Australia.
Hello, reindeer!
said Santa jovially when they arrived.
Brought my swimming costume, have you?
It was behind your new parceling machine,
said Rudolph quietly.
Well, if it weren't for that machine, none of us would be here,
said Santa. The postman thought that the reindeer sleigh would make a very good surfboard, and in no time Santa was skimming along the waves, crying joyfully.
Isn't Christmas lovely? Isn't Christmas fun?
Thank you.